was a kind of a tradition that you were given an elevator to work at, and you stayed there for a period of time. If you were the inspector in charge, for example, you stayed at one of the elevators for the entire year, through good times and bad, busy and slack periods in some of the elevators. Places along the Cam River really saw little work, and there were long periods of time, 2-3 weeks, where they would do no work at all, but they didn't move the staff out. They kept the majority of the staff. The inspector in charge wouldn't leave, and possibly the assistant or one of the inspectors, and moved the odd person here or there for brief periods of time. You may have to, you know, go to the elevator next door. And other places like Pool 7, Pool 4, UGGA, those elevators were always busy. They didn't see much of a break, and so there was quite a difference in the amount of work that people were saddled with. And certain people would get a busy elevator one year, and the supervisors who made out the assignments would try to give you a quiet elevator the second year, and vice versa. And that was something that they did every year. And at this time of the year, when navigation was just started, it was always the excitement as to who's getting moved where. It was always kind of the rite of spring to find out what the moves are for this coming year. Now, I do remember one day Jack Robertson was responsible for assigning the elevators to the inspectors in charge, and he knew that the secrecy around that was always compromised one way or the other. Someone would always try to find a hidden list somewhere. So he put together a list of fictitious moves, left it open on his desk, and quite a number of people would come by his desk for signatures or whatnot, and he left it in a prominent location where anyone who came by his desk could see it. And within 2 days, all the rumors all around the waterfront were flying around, because he made some of the most ridiculous moves. He put some of the most senior people at the busiest elevators, and vice versa. It was the talk of the town around the Grain Commission for the first few days, until the real moves came out a week later. And so that's something that sticks in my mind. I remember that vividly.